the end of the line. This is episode 107,699. Oh man, it's a beautiful day in the space neighborhood today. We've got an interesting show for you. There was an intriguing miniseries that was put into space ether called And Then. We're going to be speaking with one of the individuals who was taking part in the bizarre sketch comedy web series. We're going to be looking at the third episode. After our jaunt into the macabre, we're going to come back with our musical guest, The Tan. You're listening to Ferryman Radio. I'm going to head to a commercial. We'll be right back. This space sickness, or void vertigo, is easily avoidable. 15 minutes of exercise, followed by a half hour of horticulture, will give way to a comfortable nap. Sleep is the best cure for reality unsurety. Welcome back to Ferryman Radio, episode 107,699. You know, a lot of people complain about all the space debris that ends up scratching your outer hull. But I figure, beauty is only skin deep. What's inside your ship is what really matters. Like the beautiful sounds that you're hearing right now, echoing off of all of the many panels in your rooms. It is a great time to be alive. We're gonna head to a commercial and we'll be right back. You're listening to Ferryman Radio. Sign Inc. would like you to remember that, if nothing else, commercials are good for you. Just look in your deep freezer. Box after box of delicious joy. Brought to you by us. Welcome back to Ferryman Radio, episode 107,699. All right, here we go. Now, the moment we've all been waiting for. The scene from And Then, the miniseries that took the internet by storm. Here is part 3. The journey continues.
See, my problem with the whole people being scared and everything is I've run into those kinds of people before. We've had conversations, and to the best of my knowledge, it seems to be this. They have this feeling that if they come out and say something, they come out and do something, there'll be repercussions against them. You know, there'll be family members, friends who will look at them differently for their views. Now my thing is, why are you so concerned about what other people think if it's something that you truly believe? I mean, it must be a really, really low belief for it to be so easily influenced by the people.
Yeah, hey, look, certain people need assurance from others. You know, let's take this instance of gay marriage. Why would someone care if two women got together, or two men got together, and said, hey, you know what? Bob or Jill or Jane or Steve,
Sarah,
I want to be with you for the rest of my life. Why is that Uncle Bubba's fault? Or need to be involved in something like this?
Well,
and I say both. Why do I say fault and need? Well, he feels it's his need, I'm assuming, because he's an American. That's to be positive about it. Or to be negative, he's just honoring. But it's his fault because he's human. Because he wants to, at some varying degree, have his two cents put in. And his two cents are misinformed and dirty. And we're trying to get off the coin system anyway. So, my whole thing is, if you care so much about what people are doing behind closed doors, you probably have nothing going on interesting in your own life.
Yeah. I personally don't care what people do behind closed doors.
Or maybe they really do have something interesting going on in life. Serial killers or something like that.
And they're trying to misdirect it.
Deflect.
There we go.
Deflect.
Okay, so let's go on that thought process. Every person who's racist is really a serial killer. And they're trying to get people to not notice how insane they are.
Right.
If that's true, then the belief that all race people should be locked up is even more true. Because they're not just racist, they're insane.
You're saying slight varying degrees of racism, or is she extremely racist?
I'm saying extreme join a group. Hmm. Or a clan, if you will. Racist.
So people that would be a part of said
support group.
Associations and support
there we
groups.
Go.
If they had a predestination to become a serial killer, and murder is against the law, and I don't mean the commandments, would it be illegal to let them roam free, or is freedom allowing them to roam?
Well, I think that it all goes on the basis of it's an act that they haven't committed yet.
So we gotta wait.
So somebody has to suffer for someone who we know or we assume is going to do something stupid anyway.
We have suffered.
We have suffered, but it's never enough.
It's never enough.
It's never enough in to be positive. It's never enough to be negative. There will always be more positive. There will always be more negative. People will always need to suffer more for the collective to be able to prosper. People always need to prosper because there are people suffering.
Can we just have beautiful movies that we go and see for $15 in an IMAX theater that show us suffering and pain, and then we can go to like a happy utopia?
No. Couldn't work that way. Because most people would take for granted all of the beauty if there were no suffering. Even if it's suffering that's felt indirectly, they see it on TV. There'd be no outlet, no gauge for them to be able to place their happiness against in order to consider true happiness. Which I think is just sad. I mean, if I'm happy, I know I'm happy. I don't need to rethink and relive all the sad stuff that's happened in my life to realize how great it is.
Yeah.
But
one sense is enough. The sixth sense to remember is more than enough. I don't need to burn my hand on some fire or stab myself in the knee to know that pain hurts.
Well, most people don't know what they've got till it's gone. They can't see it while they're living it, so they need to be able to see the bad, or how bad it can get, in order to realize that what they're in isn't as bad. Now, I personally know every time it gets good. I know as soon as it gets good,
and I
realize it all the way through. And I think that makes me different.
Different.
I like being different.
Yeah. I've always had that slight feeling. I guess that's why they call me Luke. I'm one with the Force.
One with the Force?
One with the Force.
Nice.
No. No, I don't like Star Trek people. It's a tangent. Star Trek is cool. Star Trekkies. A funky duckies. Anyway.
What about the Star Wars people?
Star Wars. Star Wars is just pure fantasy. There's nothing wrong with pure fantasy. But science fiction, wanting to be real and having flaws, is painful.
That's what being human is.
Being flawed.
Yes.
So Star Trek is human.
Yes.
But isn't to dream a dream being human?
Okay, so they're both right.
To hold the Schwartz, I mean the Force, betwixt your fingers, and fight your father. The ultimate Oedipus complex given by George Lucas? No, I don't believe so. I believe there are machines out there waiting to subjugate mankind. And there's probably one of 10, 11, maybe 13 medical individuals who could possibly save said people.
Yeah.
Or it could be the Hare Krishnas.
Whatever it is that's going to save them, it needs to happen in the next few years.
I'm betting on the Hare Krishnas. And I'm not saying I'm betting on them just because I'm hoping. I actually gave them a couple dollars the other day.
So now you're on their good side?
Yeah, I don't. Nice. I don't trust doctors.
Yeah, you won their favor? That's good to know.
I danced with them.
Nice. Well, I gave some money to the church, so they're going to save me. They gave it back to me, apparently. They've been giving for years.
Like once a year, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, no, I didn't get my money back.
Yeah, you're not going to try by taking it back. Okay.
That was not a clip. Not a clip at all. All right, well, we're going to go to a commercial. We'll be right back. You're listening to Ferryman Radio. It takes 256 people to operate and maintain a B-class cargo ship. It only takes one person to drive you nuts. Remember, eat plenty of choline and drink your protein shakes. Welcome back, cowboys and cowgirls. This is Ferryman Radio, episode 107,699. Sad news here up in the satellite. Turns out, both actors who participated in And Then died tragically in a solar flare. How does one die in a solar flare? Well, if you're too close to the sun and you're not wearing a spacesuit. How and why something like that could actually happen can be heard over on the Interpol wavelengths. Many more unfortunate happenings on this beautiful satellite that broadcasts the Ferryman Radio. The TAN have disbanded, citing irreconcilable differences. A quote from the lead singer, Ron Wagman, was as follows. I will not play with a band that has only one drummer. Two drummers, or I walk. And we need more Native Americans in our band. I guess it has something to do with the TAN thing. I don't know. We're going to go to a commercial. You're listening to Ferryman Radio. The good folks at Sign Inc. would like you to know that there is no substitute for happiness. Find out what makes you smile and keep doing it. Remember, the only thing we're promised in life is death. Welcome back to Ferryman Radio, episode 107,699. This has been an interesting little show we've had today. This transmission was different amongst the others, to say the least. I want to thank the production company that furnished the clip. I might as well have said the entire episode. Of And Then the Journey Continues. I want to apologize to all of the listeners out there who weren't able to listen to the music of the amazing The TAN. But you can search online for them. They're great. They're great. Our deepest condolences go out to both of the stars of the miniseries And Then. Great show, fellas. Hope you live on amongst the stars. Well, thank you all for listening. This has been Ferryman Radio. Goodbye, space. You'll be there next time. So will I.